Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Next week, Wisconsin voters will narrow the field of candidates running for state school superintendent. Three men are vying for the job. The top two vote-getters in Tuesday's primary will compete in the general election in April.
All this week on WUWM, we've introduced you to the candidates. Now let's hear from the people at the center of all this, kids.
Lake Effect's Rachel Morello spoke with middle and high school students from different corners of the greater Milwaukee area, and she joins me in the studio. Good morning, Rachel.
Hi, Mitch.
So explain who you talked with and why you talked with them rather than, you know, we're not about to hear the superintendent candidates.
Right. Well, we did that most of this week, and as a reminder, people can read all those stories on our website. But I wanted to talk to kids because they're at the center of all this. They are the ones who the policies really impact every day. So I tried to get kids from a variety of different schools. We went to a public school, a charter school, a city charter school, and a voucher school. Had kids from a bunch of different backgrounds, and we sort of just talked in general about school. And then I had them act like my hypothetical hiring committee, because if you think about it, candidates running for office is kind of like a job interview. So I gave each of the kids a sheet on each of the candidates, sort of written out in language they could understand, because adults tend to use jargon in education. And then we just went to town. I had them tell me what they liked, what they didn't like, and some of the insights they had were really cool and interesting.
Great. Well, let's listen in on some of these conversations.
Okay, guys, so before we start getting into being our hiring committee, I just want to talk about your schools, and I want you guys to tell me stuff that you really like about school that works well.
At MC, I really like the environment for it being my first year here. It's all the staff care about everyone at the school, so I feel like it's a pretty good environment, and it helps, so you won't feel bad about yourself.
I like the learning piece of it. Like, I feel like if I'm not at school, like, I'm bored. Like, I don't have anything else to do. I like math and science, so I like learning the stuff in those classes.
Well, I've been happy lately. Like, I feel more in high school. We've been learning more, like, real-world things and how to solve problems and how to, like, think more critically about things we're learning instead of just memorizing, like, facts and things like that.
What do you think adults need to know about being a student that they might not know?
Students have a lot of responsibilities they have to do. So sometimes when they expect a lot out of a student, they're not able to give their all because they have stuff going on in other places that they also have to focus on. Me being the oldest sibling, I have a lot of responsibilities at home, so I have to help out with them. And then sometimes, like, I'm helping out so much, like, I don't have enough time to put aside for my homework, so I don't get all my homework done, so I have to, like, do it at school or something.
Timothy, you raised your hand, too. What do you think adults need to know? You came prepared.
I think the adults should be fair and listening. And I believe that they should know that all kids have a reason that's why they act like that, so students can get an education.
When you say so students can act like that, what do you mean?
Some kids act bad and some kids act good, but most kids who are good try to influence the kids who are being bad.
So people are helping each other. Mm-hmm. You think adults don't see that all the time?
No.
What adults need to know is that they think as if now that we have all this technology is that it's a lot easier to become a student and just to fly through your classes just because we have all this technologies to use and all these resources. But really what they don't know is that technology, they also bring some challenges to us. Technology is new, but not everyone knows how to use it.
I just kind of wish that the people running the school got to run the school more. So, like, teachers always have these plans and all these things that they want to do, but they have to follow the curriculum more than they want to follow what they want to do. And I think that since, you know, they've been to college, they've been trained to do this, why don't they get more leeway on what they do in the classroom and stuff like that?
Can you think of a time when you wished that were the case?
Oh, chemistry, any science class. They always want to do fun experiments and stuff like that, but they've always got to make sure that they're hitting deadlines and everything else, and that, you know, everything is just tip-top for whatever curriculum they're following.
I think the standardized, like, all the tests that we have to take to assess, like, what we know, it's a real hassle to remember so much stuff in such little time.
I feel like teachers should really focus more on discipline because some children, they don't always want to finish their work, so I feel like they should give more not more consequences, but like harder consequences so students know not to be playing at times where they shouldn't be.
I'm gonna get these sheets out that I made for you guys. A little more paperwork. And what I did is I had interviewed all of these candidates and kind of just wanted to give you a sheet with info about each of them based on what they told me they want to focus on. So if you guys don't mind, I'm going to have each of you read through. And if something is said that, like, catches your attention, just chime in and say something, okay? So, Julia, do you mind if we start with you? You can read through Candidate A.
Sure. He says he wants communities to be in charge of how their schools run.
Hey, guys. Rachel here. Just a note to tell you that all of the materials kids were looking at, they're available on our website, wuwm.com. Also, I named the candidates A, B, and C for the kids. I didn't want to attach their names. But just so you know, right now they're talking about candidate A, which is Lowell Holtz.
This candidate says they should be able to make that decision on their own.
I'm going to pause right there. Eden, you shook your head when she read that first sentence. Tell me why.
This candidate is so conflicting for me because everybody perform better in school. I agree with everybody performs better, but I also have this kind of thing where I see students kind of slack off and like just not care about their education. And I always wonder why we're like wasting time on students that just don't want to perform. Whereas like students that can't perform but want to perform, I feel like it'd be better, more like your resources would be better focused on them.
Yeah, just as far as the being able to opt out of standardized testing, I sort of agree and disagree with that. My junior year, I was really pushed to take the SAT because I was looking at a lot of colleges out east, and all of the colleges I applied to, none of them took the SAT, so there was no point for me to take it, and I would not, you know, want someone to mandate me to take that test if it's just going to be pointless.
I think standardized testing is a necessary evil in some cases. I think it's way overused right now. We just constantly like get abruptly pulled out of the middle of a unit or something like that because we have to take some tests.
A few things that stood out to me is that he wants to improve attendance for kids to come to school, and he wants to remove violence. And I feel like that is very important when going to school because every teacher wants the student to come to school so you can get your education. And education is very important. And violence, I wouldn't say it's a major problem in our school, or really a problem at all, but it's good that he wants to remove violence from schools all around.
The violence thing, I think that violence still keeps students from school because if a lot of violence is going on, you know, you don't want to get hurt, so you won't probably attend school. So I think it's good that he's trying to enforce, you know, more security.
I didn't go here for all 4 years. I transferred here from a public school, and in that school, like, we had to go through, like, security checks every day, and there was, like, an instance where, like, someone found a weapon in a locker, so, like, I, like, did not feel very safe there, and there was, like, a lot of fights and violence that would happen, so I think it's really important to recognize that it is happening.
Then let's go to Candidate B. Is that okay?
Okay.
Candidate B is John Humphreys.
Well, something that stood out was, like, his policy on reading. Like, I think the early level, like, you need to learn how to read and be a strong reader, otherwise you're going to be behind for the rest of your school career, so I think that's important.
He works for the department that he's going to be ahead of, so he kind of knows the roads.
I felt that Candidate B was pretty good because a few of his pros was that he had experience with at-risk kids, and, you know, a lot of kids in Milwaukee do face those struggles when they come to school, and he does have experience with them. Mm-hmm. And then I also like that he wants to train the teachers with the challenges of at-risk students so they know how to, like, go over those situations. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't pop off. They understand, like, oh, this student has this, that, and the other, and then they know how to handle it the right way.
Candidate B, he said to just train teachers, but I feel as if you train the teachers, that's just taking part of how they teach and how they run their classes. It could be a good and a bad way depending on what type of teacher they are.
He said he wants to find ways to get teachers trained better so they can be more experienced with kids with problematic backgrounds, like, as I said, neglect, abuse, and trauma. So he wants teachers to be able to handle problems like that instead of have more challenges facing those problems.
I also agree with preparing teachers for students with mental health challenges because in my experience, teachers aren't really equipped when students go through things like trauma.
What stood out to you about Candidate C?
Kids are now talking about Candidate C, which is Tony Evers.
Well, the fact that they have been superintendent for 2 terms already, so they definitely have experience doing the job.
I think out of all of the rest, he should be the one that's not really picked because he has done 2 terms already. Yes, he knows what he's doing, but I think they should give somebody a new run at it because, I mean, we've experienced so much, you know, the violence while he was in office, and, you know, it doesn't seem like he's really taking the initiative to help.
certainly focusing on student well-being, both inside and outside of the school, is important. It really takes a good learning environment to be cohesive with what students are actually learning. And I feel like that would definitely increase academics in certain areas of the state.
For me, focus on mental illness again. I think all three of them do it, but the third one seems especially sound with helping those out.
I liked Candidate C when he said kids who are struggling often need more support because they face challenges in their homes and communities. I feel like that he cares about what other kids go through, or he probably went through something like that himself, because a lot of kids, you don't know what's going on. They like keeping that stuff to themselves. If he actually became a teacher here at Carmen, a lot of people would like him because he would step into what a kid would think instead of what everybody else would think.
How he emphasized with teachers. I think he understands that the teachers is the way to the students. He's trying to help less work for the teachers because he knows how much they work. They do work very hard.
Is there anything that none of these candidates talked about that you thought you wished they had?
None of them talked about the school lunch.
School lunch. What about school lunch?
Well, the lunch here, it's okay, but I would prefer like the trays to be a little bit more not rug off and broken.
So you've got a bone to pick about school lunch. Everyone's got their issue, right?
I feel like I want to know what they're going to do to make their curriculum a little stronger. Because as a student right now, like when we first came to the high school, we had to take an entry test to see what classes we was going to get. And I got a sophomore level math class. So it's just like some of the stuff that we do learn is a little easy. And I just want to be like challenged. Like some kids like a challenge.
The only thing I was thinking about was that, I'd like to see, like, something that helps determine what career you'd like to be a part of, because I'm a senior and I still barely know what I want to do. So I feel like having a chance, like, to do exploration in school as to what, because we know what sort of things that we like to do, but not necessarily what careers they equate to.
So if you are my hiring committee, and this was our first round of interviews, the deal with this primary, this first race, is that the top two vote getters compete in the general election, which I think is in April. So if you had to invite two of these people back for a second round of interviews, which two do you think you would pick?
I think I would choose candidate A and C. They like more control by the local districts, and they're also helping to find qualified teachers and counselors to help students who are struggling in like mental health areas and things.
I would pick A and B. I wouldn't pick C, not only because he's already served an 8-year term, is that he really didn't change anything. So I would like to see a difference in like the school systems. So I would just choose A and B.
A and B as well, just because I think candidate C talks a good game, but really isn't like, you know, putting it all into being about it.
Kind of hard for me just because they all seem so similar.
This is the reason why I wish we could vote, because we're the ones actually like in the education system that they're fighting to have like control over. So
that was the student hiring committee assembled by Lake Effect's Rachel Morello. We heard from middle and high school students from the Carmen Schools of Science and Technology, Milwaukee Collegiate Academy, Nicolet High School, and St. Joan Antietam.